This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump is on his way home from the North Korea talks, deal not in hand. The president said today before he left Hanoi that things fell apart over sanctions. So we thought it might be a good idea to review just what the sanctions situation is. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
There are layers of sanctions on North Korea, and they've been building up for decades. The most comprehensive come from the United Nations, says Jim Schoaf at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
They cover imports of oil, aviation fuel, these manufactured goods. Also, they prohibit the export of coal, seafood.
On top of the UN sanctions are those from individual countries like the U.S.
The U.S. side is mostly doubling down on the financial piece for certain individuals and people that we think have done cyber crimes or other types of things.
And the U.S. has been ramping up pressure in the last few years, broadening the net to include more people and companies working with the North Korean regime. Ashley Fang is with the Center for a New American Security.
You saw more pressure and more implementation of these sanctions by countries that may not have been as cooperative as they were before, so specifically China.
Fang says even with the crackdown, North Korea has workarounds.
You had instances in which you had Russian ships out at sea in which they would then conduct illicit ship-to-ship transfers of oil. And there were also some reports of Russia not ending the employment visas of North Korean workers.
But so far, the UN and the U.S. sanctions haven't been enough to make North Korea drop its nuclear program. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.